Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk to Captain Mike Gallo. Mike, we had some pretty weather days sky-wise, but as far as water temperatures and tide movement, how were things on the fishing front?
Well, Don, our water temperatures have creeped up this week. Lots of sunshine and several days that got into the mid to upper 60s as far as atmospheric temperature. And that, of course, brought the water temperatures up. If you fished the middle part of the day, that seemed to be the most productive. Live shrimp was more productive than artificials, although I did get reports of, you know, the Matrix and the Gulp plastics working, just not working as well as the live shrimp had been working. Mainly mixed catches. Freshwater catfish have been plentiful, sheephead, black drum, occasional redfish. And like I said, if you fished later in the day, the trout did seem to get more active. And I heard of a couple of limits being caught, but more toward, you know, the 2 o'clock time frame before that water warmed up and they got more aggressive.
You know, Robbie was talking about fishermen down in his area, Shell Beach, with a mixed bag. Sheephead, you know, puppy drum, a few redfish, a lot of freshwater catfish. Has that kind of been the ticket by you two?
Correct. We've seen all those. The only thing I would add is the bass have seemingly gotten to be aggressive. Got a couple of reports of people catching their limit of bass, which is 10 per person. So that's a pretty good catch.
It certainly is. Mike, what would you consider the best times and the worst times for bass fishing in your area?
You know, Don, after the dam at Shell Beach and the wall at Chalmette was put in, we really saw an explosion in the number of bass that we could catch. I would say prior to that time, and I think that was 2010, 2009, somewhere in that, I think it was around there that the wall was completed. But anyway, prior to that, I would have told you I might have only caught 30 bass in 10 years. And just a couple of years after those two structures were put in place, we could target bass and catch 30 in a day. They really got to be pretty plentiful. A lot of grass in the area, you know, came out of that violet lock, a lot of fresh water coming out of that violet lock, and that fresh water sort of gets trapped between the rock dam at Shell Beach and the wall in Chalmette. So that marsh between those two became much fresher, had a lot more grass in it, and of course, the bass thrived in there. So we could catch quite a few bass in those areas, little spinnerbaits. And I would, you know, springtime, I like springtime as far as your bigger fish. I think we catch bigger trout in the springtime, and bass are the same way. If I were going to target bass, I would say springtime is probably a better time.
Yeah, generally it is in most areas. Well, that's a welcome addition. You know, you're out there catching saltwater fish, and then you can pick up as many as 10 nice-sized bass. There's no big trophy bass out there, but there's some pretty good-sized ones and some nice keepers out there. It's always a welcome addition. Well, Mike, thanks for the report. You know, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and you got lodging down there, you got several captains, you can put together trips of almost any size, they can find you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give them your site and that telephone number if they want to make a quick call to check dates.
My website is very simple. It's aaofla.com on Facebook under Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
All right, we got a text message. Wants to draft Captain Mike Gallo for commissar. I don't know if that's if that's intentional position, a commissar. Maybe that came from Russia, or if it's a misspelling. You know, it might be one of those text correction things. But anyway, would you consider being the commissioner for Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries?
I'm sort of like Daryl Carpenter when it comes to that. I would certainly consider it, but I would have lots of questions as to flexibility.
Gotcha. Mike, thanks again. Always a pleasure talking to you. Look forward to our fishing trip this coming week, too.
I'm looking forward to it as well, Don. And, you know, I wanted to add, I think with CETO, on a day like today, if they had to come get you, a privilege might be an umbrella. And I'm sure they've had one.
Yeah, I'm sure they got some kind of wet weather protection out there. Great folks. Thanks again, Mike. We'll see you on Tuesday.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Always an adventure.